humans aren't born out of laying around on their asses. We're the dominant species. We built all this. We're powerful and we're beautiful and we're ready to build the next level of civilization in God's plan. If you love God and you want to build a pro-human future, you must become the victor. But you have to believe in yourself first. This is the truth, and everyone knows it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think it's any surprise that I don't like Moise Critical. I think he's an idiot. I think that his takes are knee-jerk in the cultural leftist space. So, like, when he's in a debate with Sneeko, he says, yeah, he believes that a 9-year-old should be able to chemically and physically castrate themselves if their parents are on board. And no, by the way, I don't buy the fact that he misspoke. I think he meant exactly what he said because he said it twice. And in that moment, he could have corrected himself, but he didn't. He doubled down. He saw the backlash and then corrected himself. This guy's an absolute loser. But we're not going to talk about Moise Critical specifically today. I'm going to use this absolute loser to talk about something that's important because people like him are not going to talk about it. And that's the biggest scandal, the biggest, you know, crypto rug, the crypto pull. You know, this guy and clowns like him will make a dozen videos on, you know, Trump coin or Melania coin or the Tate coins or any crypto coin, or they'll be super sleuths when it comes to, you know, the completionist. Oh, the completionist. He had $500,000 from a charity that he didn't donate. These guys will be on it immediately. In fact, with the Elon Musk fraud gamer situation, these guys, all of these content creators, were on it like stink on shit. They were immediately out there talking about it. But not a word from any of these people when it comes to USAID and the absolutely egregious scandal. This is the scandal of our lifetime. This is bigger than any scandal that I've seen for years, for decades. There has never been something like this where we see the corruption revealed on full display. And I will say, this guy has what I call Elon derangement syndrome. I disagreed with Elon Musk on H-1B. I thought that he was absolutely precisely wrong. But this cocksucker is somebody that will actually go out there and say, no, you're dick riders for Elon because you don't hate him as much as I do. And I sit there and I go, well, first of all, you're a freak. You've done nothing. And like, I don't know, like, what have you done for the planet? No, but seriously, this is a guy that rode around with dildos on his head, throwing them at water bottles for content a couple of years ago, and he's not done anything to expand the world of entertainment. He's radio silent when it comes to important issues. People like him have collaborated with terrorist sympathizers like Hassan, invited them over to his house, done, you know, group collabs with people like Hassan, people who are actual real-life villains. Unlike Elon Musk, who's a nerd who has people buy his, I'm going to have this guy level up my account. But anyway, people like him and Ludwig are fucking rats. They're losers. They will never, ever have the testicular fortitude to cover issues like this in a way that is actually substantive. So we're going to take a look real quick at some of the corruption. And we're not talking about, like, Gerard the Completionist with $500,000. We're talking, like, in the billions of dollars here.
So I know that everyone's going to ask for different proof and evidence. I have it. Stay tuned. It's going to be crazy. Rapid Response 47 is a Twitter account that was made to answer questions that are asked to the 47th President of the United States. USAID has been completely unaccountable for decades, run by bureaucrats with agendas who believe they answer to nobody. Was this an elected official? Let me ask you something. Was this an elected official? Fantastic question. Was this an elected official? That's weird. No, it doesn't seem like this was a massive democratic decision by the American people. Oh, but Elon Musk, he's going too far. He has rockets and he's rich. Here are a few of the ridiculous projects that were spent on your money. All right, this is tax money. United States citizens' taxpayer dollars, $7.9 million, to teach Sri Lankan journalists how to avoid binary gendered language. $7.9 million. Million dollars.
So, by the way, this doesn't even cover, this doesn't even cover a percentage of the final total of the money that was spent. But you start to see why these content creators don't touch this. Even though this is the most hot button issue, even though this is one of the biggest scandals of all time, these people aren't going to touch it, which is why they can't be trusted. These people are radio silent on something like this, but they like to all pretend, oh, CoffeeZilla and all these other people, they're all super sleuths. But not one word about any of this. And it's up to people like Nux and people like Asmongold to react to this because no one else is touching it. Because they're all phonies. They're all frauds. And it's just, it's so obvious to me. And I'm going to use Moist Critical's ridiculous name to get people to pay attention to a much larger issue. But these freaks, they're out there. And it's insane to me that on every topic, if Elon Musk does anything, there's a parade of these fakes and phonies and losers in the content creator space that are out there immediately. But when it comes to one of the biggest scandals of all time, they can't even give Elon a little bit of an attaboy. They can't give him even a little bit of appreciation. Because that's how deep the derangement goes. And yeah, I look at this and I go, this is money that was taken from American citizens and spent on this shit while people like Charlie and people like Ludwig denied all this. Oh, this is a conspiracy theory. This doesn't exist. If you believe in this, you're crazy. We've been talking about wokeness infesting, you know, everything. And now that we see it in real time, not a fucking word from these people.
Million dollars to avoid binary gendered language. What the fuck? What the actual gigantic fuck? Why are they taking my money and using it to push ideologies in other countries? This is insanity. Not elected, by the way. $20 million for a new Sesame Street show in Iraq. Hello? Oh, but Elon Musk. Elon Musk isn't an elected official. He's rich and shit. All right. $4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan. $1.5 million for art for inclusion of people with disabilities. $2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala. What the living shit? What is going on? $2 million of American taxpayer money going to sex changes in Guatemala? $6 million to transform digital spaces to
And by the way, a lot of these freaks in the streamer space, when they come on and they talk about the problems with the system, most of them, the first thing they say is, it's insurance companies. Insurance companies are the big bads. In fact, Moist Critical has done multiple videos about how, you know, these insurance CEOs are evil. And I'm not disagreeing with them. I think that a lot of these people are absolutely reprehensible for what they do. No, they're not. No, they're not culpable for murder. But as somebody who's having to deal with these insurance companies for my family right now, yeah, they suck. They suck big time. But it's easy to come out and just lambast them, and they should be lambasted, but they're not the number one problem. The number one problem is that our government is run by leftist Democrat scum. These people who are the most corrupt people, the most evil people, and they're spending money that could be helping American people and sending it all over the world and putting it in these, you know, nice million-dollar packages, multi-million-dollar packages, all in the name of diversity, equity, and inclusion, LGBTQ activism. Personally, I think that the people who sent this money should be investigated, they should be tried, and they should be thrown in jail. That's my personal opinion. These people should be made an example of. Their sentences should be outrageous and ridiculous. You know, I understand that there may be a little bit of, you know, a little bit of issue with the you know, the outrageous sentencing, but they didn't have a problem being outrageous with the sentencing of the January 6 hostages. So I think this is 1,000 times worse. This is the uncovering of an actual insurrection, an attempt to undermine the values of the United States, an attempt to undermine the values of our country and our society and our civilization in real time with this degeneracy and this filth and this mental disorder and exported around the world. I think this is one of the most damning and stunning things I've ever seen in my lifetime. Absolutely indefensible. And yet, not one video, not one comment from any of these people, and it's been out for days. Not one word.
Reflect feminist democratic principles. Holy shit. 2.1 million to help the BBC. The BBC! This is the British news network that pushes leftist propaganda. Value the diversity of the Libyan society. $10 million worth of USAID funded meals, which went to an Al-Qaeda linked terrorist group. Are we recognizing what's going on here? What's wrong with the already existing Sesame Street? Oh, they don't hate Jews enough in the regular one. But dude, do you see what's happening? Is that not insane? This is money that is going to these places. Hello? Make Guatemala trans again. Bro, what the shit is going on? That's crazy. $25 million for Deliot to promote green transportation in the country of Georgia. $6 million for tourism in Egypt. $6 million! Oh, but Trump is the fascist and he's making unilateral decisions. Meanwhile, remind me who made these decisions? $2.5 million for inclusion in Vietnam. $16.8 million for a separate inclusion group in Vietnam. Because one wasn't enough. All the inclusions.
You know, it actually gets me thinking. I wonder how much money went to these goddamn streamers. I wonder if that's why their radio song. I mean, I know that people like Ludwig is just an absolute flagrant axe wound of a pussy. So I would understand why he wouldn't make a video because, you know, he's just an absolute loser. But somebody like Charlie, you know, one of the biggest content creators on the Twitch platform, I do wonder if some of these content creators got money and so they're being quiet, you know, the fact. And if you think, oh, okay, now you're just being a conspiracy theorist. Well, you know, I would agree with you, except for the fact that one of the feminist frequency. You may be saying, what does USAID have to do with feminist frequency? Well, apparently Sweet Baby Inc. got, I mean, according to this, the subsidy is $170,000 and then $134,000. But feminist frequency apparently was given a little bit of money. Apparently, Gamergate was right. She got money in 2023, it seems, to the tune of $235,000, which is absolutely outrageous. I mean, it's just unforgivably evil. And so, yeah, this is one of the biggest gaming scandals in my lifetime, one of the biggest scandals, period. And all of these content creators that consider themselves super sleuths, and they're, you know, they're just dying to go out there and expose every scam, every this, every that. Oh, Elon Musk. Well, we deep dove into his gameplay, and you see, he didn't use the map in just the right setting, and so we went in with like a fine-tooth comb, and we went over this whole thing, and we have like an hour worth of commentary. But one of the biggest scandals in the history of this country, in the history of gaming, exposing this left-wing cabal of degenerate, subhuman, low IQ, bottom-feeding garbage, affirming and validating all of the conspiracy theories, quote unquote, from people who weren't even right-wing, but were just weren't radical left. And not one of these people is curious other than Nux Taku and one other person. It's your boy, Asmongold. Asmongold did a video on this as well. And I mean, the fact that at this point, there's been two people that I know of to do a video like this. Two relatively large content creators. And obviously, Asmongold is way, way bigger than Nux Taku ever since they canceled him for sharing lewd clips, which is outrageous. But this is where we're at. This is one of the biggest things, and these people aren't talking about it. So I'm going to use their name. I'm going to use Moist Critical's name to get more attention on this topic. You could say, well, that's clickbait. Sure. I don't usually clickbait, but I'd be happy to do it in this situation if it's for a better cause. And I think this is the best cause I could possibly think of to bring attention to the absolutely vile nature of what's going on here. Absolutely indefensible, inexcusable.
Gamergate smeared. It actually fucking happened. The crazy, stupid conspiracy theory turned out to be true.
Well, you can imagine.
Why is this guy the only one to be talking about this? Everyone should be talking about this. You can go watch these videos for yourself. This is from the Asmongold DB channel. We're not going to go through the whole video. We'd be here for another 15, 20 minutes. But my point is, ladies and gentlemen, I don't like Moist Critical. I don't like these left-wing streamers. They're phony. They're fake. They're disingenuous. They're pathetic. They're stupid. They're weak. They're cowards. And the people who are fans of them, I just say, I would argue that you could do better. You could. You absolutely could do better. The people that don't have the testicular fortitude to stand by the principles, I don't think those people are the ones that should be listened to. I'm not even arguing that I'm the one that should be listened to. I'm simply saying that if you have a guy like Moist Critical that will go out there and do any sort of, you know, video or commentary on, you know, oh, Elon Musk, he wasn't actually playing his Path of Exile 2. This guy cares more about roasting Elon Musk than he does about the billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars that went to insane left-wing causes paid by the U.S. government and really by the American people. He cares more about his personal vendetta, his personal grudge against Elon Musk, than he does about the people that are hosed out of these billions of dollars. Because these are the type of people that we're dealing with here. And so if you want to know why I don't like content creators, why I'm always so vocal against them is because at the end of the day, they reveal who they truly are. Every single time. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it. Thanks for watching. See you next time.